Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, good to be with you. Yeah, 6-10 day, man. June 10th. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. We go out to the hotline right now. Our next guest does a great job on afternoons on our sister station, 92.3 The Fan, up in Cleveland. Of course, Cleveland, a big topic here because the newest Texan is Nick Chubb. Spent several good years up in Cleveland, and I'm actually anxious to talk about the Browns for a little bit as well. They're one of the more intriguing training camps, I think, with their quarterback situation. Jonathan Peterlin joining us on the show right now. Jonathan, great to talk to you. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, great to talk to you guys. How's it going?
We're doing good, man. We're doing good. So let's start with Nick Chubb. And look, all the reports, everything I've ever seen out of Cleveland, not just over the last couple days, but since Nick Chubb got there, is that he has been the model Cleveland Brown. Big face of the turnaround from back in 2018 up there. From your experience covering Nick Chubb, I guess just give us kind of the thumbnail sketch, your version of what exactly we're getting here as a player, but also as a guy behind the scenes as well.
So it's a little interesting because everyone loves Nick Chubb, and he's the type of person, like routinely callers be like, I want my daughter to date someone like Nick Chubb. Like he's that type of role model, that type of citizen. But he's also not a rah-rah guy either. Like he's not the guy that's going to rally the troops together and get everybody to, you know, go win one for the Gipper. I don't think the Texans necessarily need that. I don't think they're expecting that from him. But that's also just not really his role. He's one of the rare players that everyone understands the value that he brings, but then also was like, yeah, he's just not going to be the guy that leads the pep talk. He's not going to be the one that leads that charge, and that's okay. No one's ever really asked that of him. And when he first got in the league, he was around Baker Mayfield, so Baker was doing all that stuff. And he never had a necessary need to be that guy, but no one ever really asked that of him either. So it's an interesting case study because everyone really does love him and loves him as a person, but the other parts of being a superstar, that leader stuff, no one really ever asked of him.
Yeah, and you know, we hear that same thing from a lot of you guys, and it's kind of, for us, it's like, okay, Andre Johnson, that's cool. We've been through that. Like, we don't expect that of him. I guess the biggest thing that we've been talking about is realistically, because this is what it is. You know, there's a reason he gets a $2.5 million contract plus incentives. It's that a running back who has such a devastating knee injury like that, it's a tough uphill climb to get back to where you used to be. And personally, I'm not expecting him to get back to his old form. What's the best case scenario in your mind based on what you saw last season and given the severity of the injury?
Well, so this is the second major knee surgery for him. Mm-hmm. And so that obviously the second one obviously just takes a little bit more. Now, what I would give you optimistic viewpoint on is that what Nick's people and what Nick had been telling us the entire time was that it's not the with the injury he had, it's not the first year back where he was going to be as explosive as he always was. It was going to be the second year back where he got to be as explosive. So, like, there always was that idea with Browns fans that we just kind of knew last year, all right, he wasn't going to look normal, wasn't going to be the same. By the way, our offensive line, bunch of tomato cans. I mean, absolutely dreadful. So I don't know anybody that could have ran behind that thing and the mess that it was. But, like, Nick didn't look good. And he'll be the first one to tell you that, I would imagine. But I would think you'd bank on that idea that year two off this injury was supposed to be much better than year one and getting him back. And I think that's why he made such a – and he does this every offseason, but he made such an added emphasis to post all those videos of him doing the jump cuts and him squatting 7 million pounds. I think there was a reason behind that. And I think that's trying to showcase how explosive he can be, especially after this being the second time. I just don't know that that's reality, though, guys. But I would never count out Nick Chubb, because anytime anyone's done it, he's bounced back.
Jonathan Peterlin, 92.3 The Fan up in Cleveland, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Jonathan, how close did it come, do you think, with Nick Chubb staying there? There had been talk of conversations still between the Browns and Chubb. The Browns are a strange team because they're making a bunch of moves that make it look like a rebuild, and yet they're paying Myles Garrett. So I don't know. Give us your version of what's going on up there, and how close do you think it came? Was it more Nick Chubb just wanting to leave, or did it come close to him staying there?
Yeah, Sean, you're right, and that it is a strange situation because you think even if it's a mini rebuild, what are you paying Myles Garrett for? But they didn't want to let Myles go. The reality is with Nick Chubb, I think that it was more they were lowballing Nick Chubb. They weren't giving Nick Chubb a fair enough offer. And he took a discount last year in many ways, came back on a very, very team-friendly deal, but he wanted to go ahead and be a Brown. It's like, how many years can you do that? You guys know how much Nick Chubb has made in his career earnings? I don't know if you guys looked at, like, SpotRack or any of those websites recently.
How much?
$36, $37 million. He's in that range.
Wow.
Like, to put it in proper context, Jedrick Wills has made as much money as Nick Chubb. And that just doesn't seem right. Like, no part of that seems fair. Yeah. And so I think with Nick, I think this is him looking at it. The Browns are very ruthless. Andrew Berry, when it comes to, like, this type of stuff, he can be a little callous. And I think this was just them saying, we drafted two running backs. And obviously they had the negotiations and talked to Nick Chubb before that. Mm-hmm. But they drafted two running backs. They liked Jerome Ford. He averaged 5.4 yards a carry last year. And they just didn't have the carries for him. And I really do think the other side of that is Nick Chubb saying, I want to showcase that I can have a second act. I don't think he's going to be, you know, Derrick Henry, who ends up 1,900 rushing yards, leads the league in rushing touchdowns last year on a new team. I don't think that's the case for him, but I know him well enough to know that he wants to try to be that guy. And so that's all I think that was.
We're with Jonathan Peterlin from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. You can follow him on X at JPeterlin. And Jonathan, yesterday we played Ken Carman voicing his disgust with the fact that that Chubb is going to Houston, which has been linked to Cleveland in so many ways over the past few years. Do you share Ken Carman's disgust with the Houston Texans that Ken does?
No, not at all. Even though you guys, the Texans have obviously gotten the better of the Browns in all of these transactions. No, that's not the Texans. Why is that the Texans' fault? Now, it's going to be weird. But ultimately, the Texans are a legitimate playoff team. Like, I prefer this than him going and playing for, I don't know, Jacksonville or somewhere. Like this at least makes sense. He's trying to be on a competitive football team. I don't know about C.J. Stroud's shoulder injury. You guys know way better than I do about that. But, like, it's a real quarterback. Like, I'm happy for Nick Chubb.
We don't know any more than you do on Deshaun.
Yeah, they're very secretive over there, Jonathan. Yes.
We know that he didn't have surgery, according to Aaron Wilson, that he didn't have surgery. But, you know, since we were bringing up all of those various transactions, and one of those transactions is still in the building on the quarterback depth chart in Deshaun Watson, I'm fascinated by, like, how they even run this quarterback competition up there with five different potential quarterbacks. How is that going throughout this time of the year?
Well, we're charting voluntary OTA passing. That's how that's going.
Oh, that's
right,
the sweet spot.
Yes!
Oh yeah.
it's rough, man. It's I like Shador. I'm a fan of Shador. But like what are we getting with Joe Flacco? Are we just running it back from 2 years ago? Is that all that is? And then all the way down, I like that you even bring Deshaun in the mix. Deshaun is not—he's not a part of this competition to begin with. And if Deshaun sees the field, I'll be very, very surprised. There will have to be a lot of injuries and a lot of things to go really, really wrong for Deshaun to see the field, despite all the workout videos and how he wants to go ahead and, you know, show everyone that he can be all right again. The man's made of glass, though. You guys sold us a bill of goods. Not, forget the like lack of quarterback play. The man cannot stay healthy.
Can I interest you in this, Deshaun?
Yes. You know what, Jonathan? I say five quarterbacks. I say five just because it sounds better. It's the same way the Texans had gone through a period where they had a bunch of head coaches, but people would include the interim coaches in that, and they would say, the Texans have fired five coaches in the last 3 years. You're like, well, like Romeo Crennel is 97 years old. Yeah. He wasn't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jonathan, as far as Deshaun goes, like the only stuff we get, obviously, is what we see on social media from him. How strange is it that he's acting more on social media like he's part of the Browns now than when he was actually the quarterback for the Browns?
It's very strange. And the even stranger part is every time we talk to Stefanski, he has to like rope him in some way. He'll be like, the four quarterbacks, and then and Deshaun Watson. And he almost forgets about him. He's like, I gotta bring him in the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't want the NFLPA to get mad at me. We'll rope him in. It's very, very weird. I imagine he's just trying to set himself up so that he can get to another team at some point.
Yeah.
But if you guys look at the contracts, March of 2027 is about as early as they can get out of this thing. So I don't know what he's in a hurry for.
It's crazy.
No, Jonathan.
Real quick, do you think Deshaun Watson ever takes a snap in the NFL again?
I could see it. Yeah, okay. I could see it after a couple years, the way that these things go. I could totally see it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, Jonathan, the weird thing for us during the whole Deshaun ordeal was the one training camp where he showed up despite everything going on. And he was out there at training camp, not doing anything. And then one day he's out there wearing a penny as a walk-through scout team safety.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest experience. Everything was so weird that year. And I know you guys are going through a lot of the same weirdness.
Hey, Jonathan, last thing before we cut you loose. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your time. Jonathan Peterlin, 92.3 The Fan. Who is the week one starter at quarterback for the Browns, if you had to predict right now?
I think it goes Flacco, mm-hmm. and then I think it's Flacco for like 6, 7, 8 weeks, and then it's Shador, and then you go from there. I think mm-hmm. that's the one that makes the most sense. They love, at least they tell us, they love Kenny Pickett. I'm just not buying it yet, and I know he's like a practice field All-American. I just can't buy into that.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, and now I promise this will be the last question. It seems like from the outside that like Shador has been a model citizen, no distractions, mm-hmm. anything like that.
He's been great. After everything advertised and then stuff, like the good advertisements, not the bad advertisements, but everything you'd want. Like he's in the community. As far as like, it's funny too. You just watch the local media and all my different colleagues around here, and like one by one, they just start to turn and be like, you know what? he does throw a really nice football. And you know what? He is really, really nice, and he's really like with it and together, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and he just does the things the right way. But yeah, it's kind of been all the people that were talking trash on him before the draft being like, don't take him at number two, are now turning around and being like, yeah, that, you know what? He just looks leaps and bounds better than Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett and some of these guys. And it's like, yeah, he should. He should.
Yeah, that's Browns camp, outside of here, obviously, because we cover the Texans. Browns camp is high up my list, the ones that intrigue me, no doubt about that. Jonathan Peterlin, you can get him, as Seth mentioned, at J. Peterlin on X, and afternoons on 92.3 The Fan, our sister station up in Cleveland. Hey, Jonathan, appreciate you making some time, jumping on with us. Have a great show this afternoon, my man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, you too. That's Jonathan Peterlin joining us here. It was interesting. We'll talk more about this on the other side, the Nick Chubb stuff. The point of view of his just sort of personality and leadership style I thought was intriguing in the analogy Seth brought up with that. Best case and worst case. You know, we like to break it down this way sometimes. Best case and worst case for the Nick Chubb experience here in Houston. What exactly are they, best case and worst case? Text in 713-572-4610. We'll do that as we head into the 9 o'clock hour coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.